and they are different. There's a lot of lagna and a lot of hora lagna different, and they are in yoga. How do you activate the yoga? Is there something changing, or it is still the same? That's why we are getting into, right? It's getting one more higher level of complication.
The relation between the two.
The two. They are in a yoga. The first thing is that there is some kind of relationship, like they are looking at each other, they are in each other's houses, or one is in one guy's house, the other guy is looking at him. Some kind of a relationship. These two are in a good relationship. The Lord of Hora Lagna and the Lord of Lagna. This is the Ayu Yoga, a yoga which gives longevity, a yoga which protects you from death. Death comes. He has forces to, we can push him back. So the question out here is, what happens when two planets are involved? What is the form that I need to worship? Does it change, or is it still the same form? Do I take Mars as the Lord of Hora Lagna, in my case as Narsingha Deva, or is there some transformation happening over here? That's where we are. Did you understand my question over here?
Yes, yeah.
Sir. Because it cannot be the same. I cannot take coffee and then put water and sugar in it and say that it is still coffee beans. It has become cappuccino. And it doesn't have the same value. There is some changes that are happening over here. There is a merger of... So the normal thing that I think Alex knows, he did mention it. Where's Alex vanished?
I'm here.
Alex knows that...
I'm here.
There you are.
Yeah.
That it is the numbers, right? So we need to know a little thing about numbers. I think I told you about the numbers of planets based upon the sattva, rajas and tamas. So please write it down. Sattva is sun, moon, Jupiter, 1, 2, 3. Then the node called Rahu, 4, the border. Then the rajas planets, Mercury, Venus, 5 and 6. Then another border called Ketu. Then the tamas planets, Saturn and Mars, that is 8 and 9. So, 3 border, 2 border, 2. Okay? So, how do we add them up? The problem with a planet like Jupiter is, unless the planet conjoining him is sattva guna, it's all minus. He doesn't like anything which is rajas or tamas. It's all minus. If Jupiter conjoins Mercury, he says, what is this guy? Remove your rajas, I don't like it. Mangal comes, he says, stop, throw the weapon and do the mantra now. What are you doing with the gun? Throw that away. So it's all minus. Okay? So Jupiter is a plus and the rest is a minus. Who are the planets which can be plus with Jupiter? Only the moon.
Also the sun, right?
Huh?
Also the sun.
They all want to be. Even the moon, they say, becomes a minus with Jupiter. Even Jupiter finds fault with the moon. He's a great teacher, that's his job. To correct everybody, to find fault. He says, moon, look, your biggest fault is there too much karma pipasana. There also he finds a fault. With sun, he tells, look, when will you get rid of your ahankar? Indra, I'm leaving your court. You've got to improve and behave yourself. So even with the sun, Indra, he finds fault. With Chandra, he finds fault. He finds fault with everybody. That is why he's the perfect teacher.
So then what do we do?
Minus.
Everybody
in minus. And let's see what happens. Let's just see what happens. Let's take Jupiter, Mars, what happens?
You want to do 3 minus 8? 5?
8?
9.
3 minus 9.
So what do I get?
6.
Venus. Oh, Jupiter and Mars is going to cause Venus to come into picture?
No.
No?
3 minus 5.
Where am I going wrong? Or should I take the numbers on the basis of the weekdays?
Then it will make more sense.
Huh?
Then it will make a little bit more sense.
Can you what?
Then it will make a little bit more sense because Guru has a bigger number in it.
Yeah? Shall we try? Try it? Weekday Lords? But in that case, we can't take Rahu Ketu. Keep that in mind. We cannot take Rahu Ketu if we are taking 7 numbers for the 7 planets, okay? Good. Go ahead, try it.
So Guru is 5.
Guru is 5. Mars is 3. 5 minus 3, 2. Moon.
Chandra.
Good, it works.
And if we go further to check?
Try further. Let's try. Guru Shani?
Guru is 5, Shani is 8.
7. Shani is 7.
Shani is 7, it's minus 2.
2, correct?
Okay.
Again, Chandra? So when Jupiter conjoins any of the malefics, be it Mars or Moon, he is actually worshipping Krishna.
But if you don't take the nodes, how about the conjunction?
We are not taking Lord of Purana as the node for the form of yoga in this case. Because when I found one particular form, I need a body.
So if it is Jupiter Sun, then
Huh?
If it is Jupiter Sun,
huh?
Then it will be 1, 2, 3, 4. So it will be Mercury. Then?
How much is Jupiter?
Jupiter is 5.
Right. Sun?
Sun is 1, 2, 3, 1.
So 5 minus 4 can be 1, or 5 plus 1 can be 6. Which is more appropriate? Or should we just let this whole mathematics sit aside, because you don't have a foundation on Vedic astrology, and just use the combination of planets? Safety? Safer? You can't go wrong in that? So better to take a Pokhraj and a red coral, put it together in one thing and wear it in the neck. Finished. And keep it low so that it is close to the heart chakra. Fair enough? Chalo. I want it to be clear, because otherwise some of you will try something and then we are going to be in trouble. I have not taught Vedic mathematics and I have seen people try it and do things and I am in trouble all the time. Because I want to see results end of the day. So what are we going to do? We are going to take 2 gemstones, put them together and wear it around the neck such that it comes to the level of the heart chakra. Simple, straight solution. No this, no hanky-panky. And the devata who is to be worshipped is the lord of the Hora Lagna. Lord of the Hora Lagna, not the planet in the Hora Lagna. Clear on this? Now, I want you to try 3 things. Just as we did the Hora Lagna, there is another thing I told you to make a note of, GL, Ghatika Lagna. Okay, Ghatika Lagna is the place of Rudra or Hara. One was Hari, now we are doing Hara. Ghatika Lagna is like the 5th house. And here the 5th house, your 5th house or 5th house for you is Par. The Par that you have, the Par that you possess, from where you will have Par. What is the thing over which you will have power? So, how many have Ghatika Lagna in the 9th house? Excellent. You have power over knowledge. For you, knowledge is your power. Knowledge is the most desirable thing in your life. And you will be respected for knowledge, and you will receive your money and your status all because of your knowledge. Why? Because Ghatika Lagna is in the 9th house. Simple. Consultants must have Ghatika Lagna in 9th house. Why the hell will they pay you if you don't have knowledge? PhD. You must have a Ghatika Lagna, some Ghatika Lagna associated with the 9th house. Otherwise, what are you going to do with the PhD? Okay? Teachers of all kinds need a Ghatika Lagna connection to the 9th house. If you don't have it, don't take up teaching professionally.
Aspect is okay?
Yeah, I need association. By now you know. Ghatika Lagna or its Lord associated with.
Okay.
By now you have learnt all those things. Okay? I'm not going to go through the whole process. I need a connection between Ghatika Lagna and a house to find that, okay, this is going to be an important source of your power or position or status. Ghatika Lagna is like the sun, unlike Hora Lagna, which is like the moon. Hora Lagna is like the moon, Ghatika Lagna is like the sun. It's burning, it's Rudra. Okay? Second house and fifth house of the natural zodiac. Second is Taurus, moon. Fifth house, Leo, Sun. Now, is there a connection between Ghatika Lagna and Lagna?
Yes.
If you do, then you will be connected to people in power, or there will be people who will, I mean, your name will get associated with some source of power. Either power over knowledge, or power over wealth, or power over something, depending on where the Ghatika Lagna is. I need a yoga between Ghatika Lagna and Lagna. Where's your Ghatika Lagna?
In the sixth.
With the Hora Lagna. Hey, how come everybody is having Ghatika Lagna and Hora Lagna together? Are you calculating properly or not? How many of you have Hora Lagna, Ghatika Lagna together?
And I have aspecting.
No, together in one sign. How come so many people have it? Did you calculate properly? But others have different, right?
Yes.
That's right. So it can be together, it can be different. So the software is working fine. Otherwise you're going to panic if everybody has it together. What's wrong with the software? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So where is your Ghatika Lagna?
It's in Leo, fifth house.
It's in fifth house. So fifth is the house of what? Don't say children. Ninth is the house of children. So what is fifth house?
Mantra.
Okay. Fine. What else? Something more tangible that you can get hold of. Like education, learning, knowledge, work.
Investments.
Investments is fifth or second?
Fifth.
Huh?
Second.
Accumulated investment second.
Huh?
Accumulated wealth from second, you see.
Yeah.
Celebrities.
Huh?
Celebrities is
Lagna. Celebrity is somebody who's famous. Different word, that's all. Come on.
Children. Spiritual.
Children for men, that's right. Speech, second house.
No, spirituality.
Spirituality, okay. That can be true. But I would think that the 8th house would then give more, no? Power to transform people's lives. 12th house would be more spirituality, don't you think so?
Emotions?
Everything has emotion. So now you see this is where the problem is. You need to go back and study the things that are connected with each house. What did I talk about 5 and 11 when I talked of Hora Lagna? I talked of children, subordinates, friends, colleagues. 5 and 11, come on, it's the same thing. How is it different between Hora and Ghatika? Hora is that as wealth and Ghatika is that as power. The thing is the same. So all that we did for Hora Lagna, the same thing is for Ghatika Lagna. It just depends upon what is involved. Hora is the wealth, Ghatika is the power. Not just wealth. Wealth and knowledge. Knowledge is power. Remember that. Anybody has Ghatika Lagna in 1 and 7?
Yep. Relationships can help you be in power.
So, did you get your job because of spouse, or did your spouse get your job because of you?
No.
You got the job because of spouse? You see that? And he ensures that you are right next to him? Did you see Hora Lagna, Ghatika Lagna, 7th house? Her wealth, her position, her status, everything is coming from the house of the husband. Gets the job, gets the position, ensures the salary, everything. Come on, look at it. Marriage is such a big blessing. My Hora Lagna and Ghatika Lagna are in the 9th house. So what is my blessing?
Guru. Knowledge is the power.
Knowledge.
Guru. My guru is my blessing. Everybody has a blessing. See the point? Now, all you need to do is to find out where your Ghatika Lagna is, look at the 1 and 7 from that axis, and find out where the hell am I going to get some power and recognition or some position. Each one of us has to find our position in society.
From Ghatika Lagna, moon is in 7th house.
What does that mean? You have a wet Ghatika Lagna. kya? Bolna kya?
Rain is my power.
You are what? The rainmaker. Is there a connection between the Ghatika Lagna and the Lagna? That was one question I asked. Second question, which house is the Ghatika Lagna?
Fifth.
Very important. 12,000. 12,000. So 12,000 is what? 12th and 6th. I don't think your chart is right. 12,000 mein tera ghati ka kaun sa aa jayega?
Why?
Not possible, not possible. Time correction karo.
So my mind one is in 11th house.
11th mein. So friends, colleagues, connections, critical. Always risen in life, good friends, good colleagues. Connections are very, very important for you.
I'm blessed because of them.
No, yeah. They've always stood by you. They've always helped. Almost literally like a godfather standing there and helping you and pushing you up and showing you the way. Like elder brothers, you know, in any office.
I've also got very good subordinates. So.
And also 7, 11, 5. So you also reciprocate in the same way with subordinates. You see that? It's a beautiful way. Your entire power structure is based upon these connections and your subordinates. It's like your bosses know that this guy will take care of the juniors. Nothing to worry. It's like, you know, solid hierarchy. 5-11, that is why Parashara really likes it. Parashara likes, because then the whole career becomes very beautiful. All, no matter what yogas are there, it's the 5th Lord in 11th, 11th Lord in 5th, 5-11, Ghatika Lagna. It's beautiful.
Even there is so much of attrition in the company where I worked, but my team has...
Your team will have no issues because of this. Now you realize the blessing. Ghatika Lagna is a blessing, please. Yeah.
So, in terms of the question about the axis, if Ghatika Lagna or Hara Lagna is in one side of the axis, is the opposite side...
The balance, it is balance. Both sides are equal.
Both, even if it's in one side?
Yeah, yeah. That's how they work. They work in duality. Ghatika and Hara work in duality. 1-7. They work together. Your Hara Lagna in the Lagna, your highest value is to your spouse. Over everybody else. Your Hara Lagna in the 7th house. Same spouse. So it's the same thing.
It's like it completes a story. Like the 5-11 access.
Exactly. It completes the story. It's like you can't be happy without your spouse being happy. You can't have growth without spouse. See, this is what they teach. They teach that don't be selfish. If you have received from your seniors, pass it on to your subordinates.
Yeah, you don't have
if you have got blessings from the gods, pass it on to your spouse. You love your spouse, you will get love in reciprocation. It's all about reciprocation, you observe. The axis is about reciprocation, it's about balance. That's how they save the world. You just can't keep taking and not pass it on. If you don't do that, the axis breaks. And every time the axis breaks, you go through one of those big hurdles to again recreate another axis.
So at 6th house, be enemies, you get power from your...
How about
enemies.
Pets?
I get power from pets.
How about pets?
Animals?
How about service? How about 6th house can be... Yeah, enemies can also be there. But why will you get... People do get power for enemies, some of them. But you are not that kind. Somehow, I don't know. I'm not very sure about your Hara Lagna Ghatika. I keep wondering why should they not be in the 7th house? You know, you are the kind of person I always get the feeling, you should be in the 7th house. It doesn't gel with you. You are not that type. I mean, have you ever learned any martial arts or to go, even by mistake, did you even go close by to anything?
I'm not into martial arts or anything like that.
Probably you'll run away, even if they showed that there's a kung fu school, you'll walk the other way. You'll be so scared, you'll walk fast. Am I right? That my judgment is right. Somehow it's not fitting, you know. You need to check your time. Maybe you need to take the time forward by maybe a few minutes. How accurate is the time? Is it a birth certificate time?
Yes.
And where was this birth certificate?
In the hospital.
Arizona?
Yeah. I feel the same way.
It's like Texas. Birth certificate is right. A kid was born, we celebrated, we fired some guns, we cut it. And then we looked at the watch, half drunk, that you forgot to mention.
So.
It's like, you know, they don't care. They don't care. And there is, you know, the funny thing, there was a time in the States where the states had their own, could have their own time. You know that, right? Oh, I've gone through those charts, they drive me mad. each state can have its own time, and the hospitals can agree to either follow the state time or the central. Oh man, what a mess. One doctor decides to follow central government, one more decides to follow the state. What are you going to do? Both are legally okay. So you don't know which doctor, then you've got to find the doctor who wrote your time to find out what time he followed. What a mess.
The number of time zones which US practices is like, you know, even if you move so much of kilometers away, okay, time zone change.
No, no, yes, you heard what I said. Two doctors in the same hospital could be following different times. There was a time in the US, and after that they became strict because it became a nuisance. Because one doctor is saying the delivery time is so and so, and the doctor is doing, I don't know which watch to follow. How are you going to have appointments? Madness. Freedom has a limit, you know. I mean, you can't have your own watch. Everybody follow my watch types. So anyway, I think yours is off. Okay? It just doesn't fit. Sixth house.
Sir, I have my 30 lagan in third house.
Yeah, you
the
can.
Lord is in the first house.
You can.
With the lagan.
Nine axis, right? Yeah. You're obsessed about knowledge. 3-9 is about knowledge. Have you forgotten? Huh?
Mine is also 9.
It has to be.
And then 4 can access it. Getting a lagna and horse.
No. You see the interesting thing? It's very interesting that the Hora Lagna and Ghatika Lagna, how they are playing out. Now remember this. If there is one planet, just one planet, which connects Lagna, Ghatika Lagna, Hora Lagna, one planet, such a planet is called Yogada, the giver of yogas. Wow! You need one guy to connect Lagna, Hora Lagna, Ghatika Lagna. Just one guy. He is the Yogada. And he is called Yogeshwara. Yogeshwara, you understand? So what happens when you have two or more? You're confused. You don't know where to go. Because then you can go here and get yoga, or you can go there and get yoga, so where do you go? In that case, prefer the Lord of Hora Lagna. If you have two or more planets, the first preference is to the Lord of Hora Lagna. The second preference is to the Lord of Ghatika Lagna. Third preference is to the Lord of Lagna. Because Rajyogas cannot start without the sun. So Ghatika Lagna you need. They cannot sustain even for a day without the moon. You need Hora Lagna. So even if I make you the Prime Minister in the morning, by evening you are out of office. Remember that we had this government of Charan Singh. Chandrasekhar Charan Singh. Savere baita sham tak gaddi gayi.
Naam to aaya lekin sir.
We have to see the horoscope if you can get it.
Sir. So what if there is no Yogada? Or if you have a Yogada but that is connecting only with the Graha Drishti?
What happens if we do not have a planet that connects all three? Fine, you don't have it, what can I do? What happens if I have a planet? Fine, you have it. Enjoy it. Provided you know that how to hold on to it.
And you connection means if the whole of the lagna loads, Hora lagna load, Ghatika lagna load, and the lagna load.
Let's say they are all together in one sign.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Then there is yoga. It is good. Like in your case, right? Venus and Sun.
Venus, Sun, Moon, Mars, or Moon, Mercury.
Venus, Moon, Mercury, they are all together.
Yes.
Venus is all Lord of a Ghatika.
Ji.
Mercury is Lord of a Hora.
Ji.
And Moon is Lord of a...
Sun is the Lord of
Lagna. So Sun, Mercury and Venus are there.
And Moon is also there. Are...
No. Ask simple questions. How is Moon the Lord of what? Is the Lord of Lagna? Is it Lord of Lagna? No. Lord of Hora Lagna, no. Then why are you talking about Moon? I need three planets. Don't find four, five, six, seven, like, you know.
Can there be a yoga only between the Ghatika Lagna and Hura Lagna? Can be considered as
that is tragic. Yeah. No? That is tragic yoga. Means I'm hanging around big people and rich people and serving them coffee. Yeah. You don't want that. Of course you don't want that. That means it's all passing by and I'm just watching it. No. Your Lagna Lord has to get involved somewhere. You're not going to allow that.
Carrying the bag of Mr. Obama. He's telling we don't want any yoga. Maran Garita Sana is okay.
नहीं नहीं फिर तो गोली तेरे को लगेगी. Did you get the point here? Be completely down to earth and practical in this matter. The source of power is the most important thing. The source of wealth is the second most important thing, and you are the third most important thing because you will then enjoy it when you are able to access these two. If you don't have access to these points, you cannot have it.
Guru in fifth is connecting to the, along with the Lagna Lord, looking at the Lagna and also the Maran Karaka redemption.
Excellent. So Guru is only looking, no? So Guru has desire. But is he doing something?
That Guru has to do something.
It doesn't work like that. In the horoscope, he has to do something first, for actually something to happen outside. See, and it is always the horoscope which does something first before something happens outside. If there is no yoga in the horoscope, how is it going to happen? Why are we assuming it will happen automatically? Like in his case, so Sun, Venus and Mercury are there. So, excellent. When Venus says, I'll give you power, the Sun gets totally debilitated. And when Mercury says that, hey, no, I'm going to give the money, then Venus gets debilitated. When Venus says, no, I want the power, Mercury is debilitated and Sun is debilitated. What a problem. So you can have one of the three at a time. You've got to make up your mind. My suggestion, let go of Ghatika. Focus on Hora.
Food is important.
Gandhi is most important. Gandhiji has shown the way, you must follow Gandhi. Hora Lagna. Can come to? That is called black money. Correct. Correct, you are right. No, Aditya, you are right. That is how we have to parallel economy, and the stupid government cannot understand. One is Ghatika Lagna money and one is Hora Lagna money. One is black money, one is white money. What is that? It can come. Question is, should you take it? You got to make up your mind. Of course, we say that all governments in all countries are totally honest. You know that. We fully believe in that, right? All of us?
My
Ghatika 12th house. So you don't like power, shower and all that?
I never been in politics, so...
Never?
It's
my Ghatika 9th house. Politics is my dharma.
Wow. And? One...
Yeah, and I stand by all the fallen people. I look for anyone who's defeated, who's out of power, then I catch him and say, I'll bring you to power. Then he's excited, then he helps him. Then he gives me value. If somebody's already in power, if I go talk to him, what's he going to value me? He's not going to value me.
What is the power?
Oh, Mangal, no? Mangal, and it's in 7th house of battle. So that's why Ghatika Lagna Lord is Mangal in 7th house of battle. Divya Singha. Not Narasingha, Divya Singha.
Now Guru is looking at both.
That is the problem. That is the whenever Guru looks at this Mangal, he stops fighting. That is where the problem comes. Money goes away, power goes away, everything goes away, and he says, no, sit and do Jyotish. So what happens when I make Guru stronger? Mangal cannot behave like Mangal. And Mangal is the lord of my Hora Lagna and Ghatika Lagna. Messed up. I give up power, I give up position, I give up everything. You see the problem here. You renounce. Because Guru becomes too strong, Mangal goes down. You cannot have a... Remember what I said? Lovely war. You got to decide whether you want peaceful or you want war. Peaceful war is not possible. And you don't get money in peace. Nobody gives you money for being peaceful. That's why Jupiter rules the 12th house of the natural zodiac. Interesting, huh? The natural nature of Jupiter doesn't give money. Okay. He gives, no, think about it. He gives knowledge, he gives protection, he gives values, he gives a good life, he gives everything, he gives food, he gives plenty, but not money. He is not Rajas in nature.
Then why is called Dhanakarakan?
Dhana, of course. Because what is Dhana? The first Dhana is your son. The second Dhanam is your wife. The third Dhanam is your Annam. The fourth Dhanam is your character. Where is wealth in the list? I searched, I could not find money in the list of Dhanam. What is Dhanam? Vishnu is the one who sits on Dhanam. You think Vishnu will allow black money? Vishnu has come down to such a state that you will worship him for black money. Or his wife is the giver of black money. I mean, what is wrong with Indians? What has happened to your concept? Are you thinking of Narayan in this way? He is Sattva Guna. Is this Sattva Guna? It's not possible. He will never give you money in excess. He will give you money exactly that is required for your work. You cannot be corrupted. Your desire for money will be exactly, give me sufficient to live a peaceful life. Your bank balance will be kept at a very reasonable level. It will not allow it to grow up. The moment it grows up, one expenditure will come and it will get cleaned out. That is Vishnu. But Ghatika Lagna is different. Rudra. He needs to have coffers full of gold. Otherwise, how can he rule? I am powerful. How can I, who am the king, have not enough money? Nonsense. Tax everybody. Shani, go. Collect. See, Ghatika Lagna is a different cup of tea. So, is it good for Ghatika Lagna and Hora Lagna to conjoin? What happens when they conjoin? The Hora Sattva pushes off, brushes off into the Ghatika. So, the Ghatika becomes conditional Ghatika. It cannot, I mean, it is power but with conditions. If those conditions are broken, you renounce power. You don't want the job. See the problem here. Hora Lagna, Ghatika Lagna should, that is why I panicked when I heard that so many students have it. So, dekha, next year everybody has left their jobs and have come for Jyotish. I'm gone. Do you understand the problem?
Yes.
You don't want Hora Lagna, Ghatika Lagna together because then you can throw off the job for what you want. If the job quality is lesser than what I'm, my values, you'll throw it off. Ghatika should always be separate. If it is separate, you will not throw the job so easily.
What if it's the same planet with ruling different signs?
How is it different? How is it different? It's still the same.
So Hora Lagna, Ghatika Lagna,
ideal situation, Hora Lagna in Sagittarius, Ghatika Lagna in Capricorn. God, you stay in the temple, let me attend to my business. See, Hora Lagna in Sagittarius, God, you stay in the temple. Ghatika Lagna in Capricorn, let me attend to my business. I need to do some graveyard job. Because Ghatika Lagna is your power, position, authority. It is the root to all your karmas. You can't afford to have a weak Ghatika Lagna.
So does the Hora Lagna, if it's the same planet, does it bring down, it weakens the Ghatika Lagna?
Because it put conditions, no? You want cleanliness, you want it to be pure, I need to look at money and it should be white, I don't want it black. It should be Sattva Guna, I got to be a clean person, I will not deal with these black and dirty people. All these conditions come up. Too many conditions. The moment you start interacting with bad people at work, you throw the job and walk away. I don't want this job. You're very particular. Look at my problem. Hora Lagna, Ghatika Lagna together in the ninth house. I mean, it's stupid. At this height of power, about to be promoted, pick up the job you want, take this, take that. No, leave me, let me go. Who talks like that? That's why they told me, go see a psychiatrist, something is wrong with you. Many people told me, everybody was convinced. There's something has gone wrong. I finally flipped it. Too much of astrology. That's how people believe in this world, you know. I'm not joking. Many people think something is wrong with us that we have got together.
I too have Mora Lagna, Katika Lagna in 9, and I left my two jobs because I don't feel like people over there are doing something good business.
Look at that. See? It works.
Yeah, true.
It works. Twice you have left, right?
Yeah.
Just because you felt the people were not clean and nice.
Yeah.
Out. See, it works. For you it's together, right?
But it's not together, it's the same planet. One is...
It's like being together, so
it's the same thing, yeah.
The same thing, yeah.
It's also very true for me. I have conditions. I mean, apparently I have a wealth yoga, Anapana Yoga in Lagna, but I don't... I mean, there's more important things for me. Things have to be the right conditions.
Okay.
It's not worth it for me.
Exactly. This is where the problem arises. Do you understand the importance of Hora Lagna and Ghatika Lagna now? So although you got an Annapurna Yoga, which says, hey, you can amass plenty of money. This condition of clean and this condition, no. Even if you give me a diamond, I'd like to know where you got it from. I don't want a blood diamond. You see the point here?
I just told my boss off, actually. Like, last year, and I just told her that I can't work with you.
Don't worry, I see this every day. Mars is in 1,000.
No, no, people who have the sea, you have that?
I have.
You have, oh,
do the same.
Exactly, you'll do the same thing.
But they don't, they listen to me.
That's because Mars is the Lord.
So
you have a combination which is, you don't know what combination you have. You don't understand the power of that. If somebody teaches you a mantra to activate that, then it's different. Moon, Mars, you don't know the power of that, huh? Okay, Kaunsa house is second? Rashi? Okay. Hora Lagna?
Hora Lagna is Cancer.
So where is the connection?
Connection, Rahu aspecting Moon and Mars aspecting Moon.
Itna khichne se thodi hoga. Achha, it is not connected. You are a sensible person, that means. Not like us psychiatric cases. You will not throw your job away like that. You think 10 times before throwing your job away. Ghatika Lagna kahan?
Ghatika Lagna,
second mein. Aur Hora Lagna? 10th mein.
Uska ruler hai, wo 6th mein.
So, no, usse matlab nahi hai. Hora Lagna is in Cancer. The lord of that is the moon. And where is Jupiter?
Jupiter is in
6th house. So, where is the direct connection between Hora Lagna and the Ghatika Lagna? There is no direct connection. Lagna Lord Venus has preferred Hora Lagna or Ghatika Lagna? Where is Lagna Lord? Lagna Lord Venus is in 2nd?
No,
4th. 4th. It is preferred. How it is? It has preferred the Hora Lagna. Good. The power shower you are not bothered much about. There is no major power play in your life. Ghatika Lagna in 2nd house ka kya matlab hai? Money. Money is power, theek hai, but not. Property thoda hoga aur kya.
But just a bit. Now I have Rahu and Saturn as co-lords, whereas Saturn is looking at the Lagna.
You are desperate to convince me that Saturn is stronger than Rahu. First convince yourself and then come and convince. Okay. Next.
Guruji, can you say something about the Sambandhas then that you bring about, this connection, which are valid and which are very weak, which you can, I mean, alright, conjunction is very strong.
Which are the four types of Sambandhas? Four types of Sambandhas are, number one, the two planets exchanging signs. No. Number one is two planets exchanging signs. I'm very clear about the order. The number one is the exchange of signs. You do my job, I'll do your job. Job done case. Perfect. Okay? Second Sambandha, Yuti, conjunction. Third Sambandha, you look at me, I'll look at you. I see you. Have you seen the avatar? I see you. That's that, okay?
Are you saying both Graha Drishti and Rasa Drishti or just Rasa
Drishti? Graha Drishti.
Graha Drishti.
Paraspara Drishti.
Very good question.
Yeah.
when the grahas are looking at each other, there must be a desire, right, to do the job. So that is grahadrishti. When they are looking at each other without any desire, and it's natural, then it is rashi drishti. Which one is stronger? Is the bond between a father and son stronger? That is called rashi drishti. Or is the bond between two people meeting as a contract or something that's stronger? Graha drishti is stronger in this matter because desire plays a very strong role. Desire, ichha shakti. You see, your dad may still tell you off, but somebody who has to get something out of you will not be able to tell you off easily. Third, one planet is looking at other sign and the other planet is looking at this planet. That means either of them is looking at a house and a planet. One graha drishti and one bhava drishti. Huh? Aap dekho, let us say Venus is in Pisces and Mercury is in, let's say Mercury and Pisces, yuti ho jayega phir. Let us talk of Jupiter looking at one sign, Cancer. Jupiter is looking at Cancer from Pisces. Okay? And let us say Moon is looking at Jupiter from Virgo. Or from some other place. So then a yoga can be formed. Means one planet is looking at the other planet and the other planet is looking at the other guy's house. There's a fourth kind.
What about this positive? What about this positive?
That I don't know, sir. I don't know. Dispositors are in Sambandha, I don't know. That means the Ghatika Lagna Lord is in the house of Hora Lagna, is in the Hora Lagna.
But there might not be Parivartana there. No.
There are four types of Sambandhas, I told it out. Simple. Simple and straight. Why confuse?
Controversy?
What do you mean by controversy?
Like in your case, it's Drishti, right? So Manga is Lord of the Torah and Rajavana, and he has Drishti on Manga. So from one side is Yogada, from the other side it gives this controversy which he is telling.
No, it is not giving any controversy. He is telling, go take power, what are you waiting for? Next election is coming up, Sanjayji, what are you doing? Have you gone mad? You need psychiatric help. Mangal talks to me like that. He is very clear. Boss, the elections are coming up. Let's go for the battle. Big money is at stake. Why didn't you put your hand on the property you want before and I'll ensure it is yours? You are a spiritual man. Okay, you'll have a 5 acres next to Jagannath temple. Done. Now come on, elections are coming up. That is?
It is one side of this yoga and the other side is Guru, which is
Guru is, how is Guru Yogada?
Lagna, not Yavada. I mean, what...
He is Lord of Lagna, and is he looking at Ghatika Lagna? He is. Is he looking at Hora Lagna? He is. But Guru says, no, don't take that path of Mangal, listen to me, take the path of knowledge. Because anyway, these two are in the ninth house. Lead a clean life, clean, you see, Hora Lagna, Ghatika Lagna together, take the clean life, take the clean path. And knowledge, that is your power that you have is the power of knowledge. Let this thing be spread. And then suddenly from somewhere one Ketu jumps up. He said, I am also Lord of Hora Lagna, Ghatika Lagna. And I am exalted. And I am going to form yoga with Jupiter. So poor Mars is left out of the picture. No? So that's the reason why I didn't take the path of Mars. Because Jupiter and Ketu are too dominant. Otherwise I would have gone that path. Guru Mangala Yoga. I would have been a mini king of Puri or something like that.
So you don't have the second lord or some other Raha which dominates over them. You will surely take the path.
You have no other source of money. He controls. That is his power. You go for money in that direction. Yeah, yeah. Hora Lagna will decide which way you will go for money. What things you will do for money.
It's just a simple question. If it's Meena Rashi, if Hora Lagna is Meena Rashi, should it be an assessment be made whether to take Jupiter or Ketu?
Both. Take both.
You have to take both.
Yeah. One could be functioning at one point of time and another will function at another point of time.
Same with Virgo. Lagna,
yeah.
Taurus, Moon.
Hora Lagna in, let us say, Virgo or in Pisces, research is involved. Sometimes you could be doing research, sometimes you could be doing teaching.
So, two planets are Lagna and Ghatika Lagna. How do we decide to go?
With practice you will know. Sambandhas will decide, dear. Look at the Sambandhas carefully. There could be three Yogadas. Then you have to decide which one is dominating, who is strong. Maybe you will start with one, then you will kick that, you will do the other one, then you will kick that, and the third one will be the mainstay. Okay? Very interesting, no? How it works. And you realize the importance of the Hora Lagna. Suddenly, you know, often we start thinking, hey, is this my Lagna? Hora Lagna can literally decide what you do in life. Is money. You need food. You jolly well have to work. Such an interesting thing. So anybody has Hora Lagna, let us say, associated with Mars or Ketu or the Sun?
Pisces
is Ketu. Yeah. With Sun, good. Good.
Hora Lagna with Mars.
Mars, there you go. See, the whole idea is, here's your opportunity, that if there is any Agni involved, maybe you can consider Jyotish as a profession. And as a teacher. I need an Agni planet to do the Jyotish work.
So, Ketu aspecting also would work there?
Ketu aspecting?
Challenge.
How he can aspect?
Huh?
Jiska sar nahi hai. If I cut your head, you think you can have a good eyesight? Eyes are in the head, I think, for most creatures. Any creature you know who has eyes on the backside? Owl has eyes on the backside. Oh, I see. Bat.
We need to move on. Let's move on.
Okay, we need a tea break now.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we good? Hora Lagna, Ghatika Lagna. My whole idea is not to go through that thing. Okay, draw the chart, draw 15 degrees. Okay, now we don't know what to do with it. Fine. Now next, do this, see the planet in the 11th, see the planet over here. Maybe this guy will help you get power, maybe that guy. I don't want to go into those details. That's Rajyotish. I don't want to get into those things. But someday I will. Someday I will. But if I don't have a good foundation, I can never teach you. What will I talk about? Let's say a planet in the 10th from Ghatika Lagna. When you don't really know what it means and what is the relationship of Ghatika Lagna with Hora Lagna. I Have you seen hungry people? The guy doesn't have food to eat and he's going to stand for election. Is it possible? Doesn't it sound stupid? So what is the priority? Is Hora or Ghatika priority? Hora is priority. Food is priority. It's the moon. It's the most important. Understand? Between Hora and Ghatika, Hora is way, way, way more important. It's the moon. It's your life. It's your survival. Your survival instincts come from Hora Lagna. Now that's far more serious.
You have brought the axis dimension, you have brought the planet dimension. Does the Rashi, which is having into the Hora Lagna or in the Gatika Lagna?
Very, very important.
This is what I'm saying.
Critical. It is a critical, the sign. Because that is the source. Remember, the Adityas give everything. The signs give us everything. So if your Hora Lagna is in Aries, then Aries is giving you everything. For me, it's Scorpio. Scorpio is giving me all my food and everything. That's why I was joking, Scorpion Pakoda. No. Jupiter aspects. Jupiter aspects.
All furniture out, all deities in. The correct
keystone. I've already told you about the Hora Lagna Lord. That's why I spent time in the mantras for the Hora Lagna and Lord. I didn't bother about the Ghatika Lagna, did I? I didn't. That's not a priority. The priority is food, yeah. Come on, focus on the food.
So, but can you still, can we still go through the 12 houses of Ghatika?
Your moon out of control, boss. Can we go through the 12 houses? Go through the 12 houses. But what you need is just one house. Where the Hora Lagna is.
Yeah, but abhi to we figured out that you could also make money through Jyotish, right?
You can. You can if you... But how is yours associated? Where is your Ghatika Lagna? Where is your Hora Lagna?
Pisces.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Of course.
Because Ketu is the co-lord.
Yeah.
That's why Pisces are very good astrologers.
Can we go through the GL 12 houses?
GL and 12 houses?
Please.
No elections, please. No elections kind of stuff. Stay out of it. Focus on the Hora Lagna. If you can help 10 people get a good job, settle down in life, get there, earn the bread and have a decent life. Come on, you are done. You have done very good karma. 10, that's all I ask. There is a God of the Narayan, He'll bless you. Yeah, try. 10 people settle down. 10 people says thank you, God wakes up and looks at you. He does, because when you help somebody, you genuinely help. It's not the political kind of help. Let me tell you, I've helped people politically. That Ghatika Lagna stuff, it's no use. Their ego is so big that, son, I deserved it. That I deserved it attitude I don't like. Stick to the Hora Lagna. Okay? Narayan is important. Focus there. Don't you think that's right, Justin?
Yes.
Totally. Stay out of politics for a change, please. Yeah. So good. Any other major issues over here? Remember the Hora Lagna, Ghatika Lagna and Lagna. We will do the same exercise when I teach you Navamsha. I will do the same exercise when I teach you Dretkana. Then I'll be taking, each time I'll take you to a different level. You will see the same Narayan taking a different form over there or there. Very interesting things. Okay. Good. It's 5:30. I think we should take a break. I don't want to start Pranapada now. Right? You guys need to work a little bit on your charts.
Thank you.
Namaskar.
Should we do a Krishnashtakam?
You should do Krishnashtakam. Go tell Sabani.
Okay. So we just stop this.
Stop her, babe.